Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Northern Lights. This is your host, Taylor, and this is my first podcast. Just a little background about myself. I grew up in the North all my life until I went out and I joined a professional organization for the government. I'm going to just leave it at that. I'll explain a little bit more on that in my later episodes. I'm pretty much doing this podcast to just get stuff off my chest and kind of share some thoughts that I have on some things I interact with on a daily basis. So as a side gig, which I do a lot of rideshare driving, and one of the many things that's most kind of annoying for me that would be beneficial for you know, if you are as a listener a you know, kind of an active rideshare passenger or even customer, all these drivers will be greatly appreciated if you just go ahead and kind of maybe adjust your style of how you interact with your driver. So first bit that is a major annoyance for me is, if it doesn't apply to you, then great. But I've had a good number of my riders to where they come in and they literally smell horrible, really bad BO, and some of them, they even smoke weed, which I don't have a problem. If you want to smoke weed, go ahead, smoke what you smoke, that's fine. But if you're going to go ahead and get in a stranger's car that's providing a service to you as a courtesy, really, then, and you're paying for it, I get that, but it's not your car. So you should kind of have more of a respect towards them, to where, because that smell of not only your bad BO, but also even weed and any other smell that carries a kind of a plume that can stick to fabrics like an interior of a car for a short period of time, much like, you know, when you smoke a cigarette, you know, when you're done with a cigarette and you pick someone up or you just get back in it, you can smell that cigarette within the car. Even after you have some windows down, you can still smell it. You know, the fragrance is still there. The same thing with you know, body odor, and also you know, the odor of weed on you and around your body is going to go ahead and kind of attach itself to the inside of that person's car. So, excuse me. Please, all I'm asking is that you just, if you're going to go ahead and order an Uber or Lyft or any type of rideshare that you use, I just ask that you please just get in to where you're not smelling of anything other than just a, you know, normal everyday, you know, and that's it. Because it's not only going to be beneficial for you, because you can get rated, you know, 5 stars more likely, but your driver will be greatly appreciative of it. That's the first bit of information. Second thing, when you exit your Uber or Lyft, I just don't slam the door. It is a huge annoyance for sure. Definitely not only myself, but many other drivers for sure. That's like definitely like the top complaint ever, is passengers slam the doors, okay? There has been cases to where the doors themselves can actually break and you can cause damage to a car by slamming it. And trust me, when you do order an Uber and Lyft, that driver has probably given thousands and thousands of rides with that car. So that is a major wear and tear on the vehicle by opening and slamming the door thousands of times, okay? So, you know, it doesn't take that much. Just go ahead and just gently shut it. You know, treat the door as if it's your own, okay? Just have respect for that car. That's all I ask. And I think I speak on behalf of the other drivers out there, too. So, let's see here. Another one. If you're going to go ahead and bring a child that you know for sure that you would even go ahead and carry in your own personal vehicle with a car seat. And listen, if it does not apply to you, then you can just listen to it or ignore it. I don't care. But for those that do want to carry around your child because you don't have at the time, I know it would be inconvenient, but it's the safety of the child, all right? And it's the law. It's law, federal law. And all the driver's trying to do is just follow that law. So if you're going to carry in a child that needs to be in a child car seat or booster seat, you're going to have to go ahead and just suck it up and carry it with you. Because the driver more than likely is not going to go ahead and accept it, you know, the ride once they show up and they see that you have a child that definitely should be in a car seat. All right. I've come across just a handful of them in my career. Yeah, I've only been doing it for about 2.5 years now. I've given over 5,000 rides, and I'd probably say probably about less than 1%. But of that less than 1%, you know, I've had it turned down, and that's my time that I got to go ahead and, you know, tell them, hey, you know, I can't take them due to the safety of the child, all right? And I've had a lot of people argue with me, too. It's crazy that there are parents or, you know, guardians out there of the children that will argue with somebody that is trying to look out for the safety of a child. There is no argument of that. If safety is a priority and focus, there's no argument about there. Then you, as the guardian or parent, are wrong because you're trying to put that child in danger. You know, I totally get it. You know, many years ago, hell, before Reagan, 1980. And beyond that, you just put the kid in the back seat, buckle him up, and he was good to go. Got that. But, you know, times have changed to where, you know, it's definitely much safer, and it's a law. It has to be in a child seat. Period. So, last thing is, so if you're going to go ahead and easily say, hey, I'll go ahead and tip you in the app. And look, tips are greatly appreciated. It's a service industry that we are both engaged with, you know. It's just the principle behind it, okay? If you're going to go ahead and tip your waiter, you know, 10, 15, 20% for whatever that meal total is, if that's your normal routine, it'd just be greatly appreciated if that's also applied to the same, if you're calling for a ride, you know, because you're calling for a service to be done for you, and especially if they even do a good service, you know, you're not calling for a limo service because you're not paying for that, so you shouldn't expect that, but you're getting the kind of the same principles behind it, you know, come and get you. The driver definitely should be, you know, kind and courteous and polite to you and respectable as well. You know, show up in a clean, orderly vehicle and get you to your destination in a safe, timely manner. If you go ahead and tip your waiter, you know, based upon those things, you know, being courteous, kind, get your order right, you know, and in a timely manner, you know, from taking your order to bringing your drinks and your food to ending it, bringing your check, all in a timely manner, right? You should apply the same actions towards your rideshare driver, you know. So, especially if you say, "Hey, I'll tip you in the app," you know, "I don't have any cash, I'll tip you in the app." It doesn't happen. Just be up in front of the eyes. Don't even say anything if you're not going to really do it. Or if you are going to do it, go ahead and do it. Hell, $1 is going to actually go ahead a long way for that driver, and you know. If that's your, you know, just do that, please. You know, it would be greatly appreciated. You might even get rated, you know, 5 stars. So, because I know for me, if I think you're going to go, you know, carrying a big group that's, you know, big and loud, which is all fine and dandy. I don't care. I mean, you're paying for the ride. Do what you want. All I ask is, you know, you just don't dirty up my vehicle. But if you have a big group, you know, it's kind of courteous to go ahead and, you know, tip your driver something, even if it's as low as $1. Now, granted, I think you should probably tip more because I have the habit of always tipping more. But then again, I'm really appreciative of the service that's being rendered towards me at my request. So I always pretty much go ahead and tip at least a minimum like $5. So anyways, that's just some stuff I want to get off the chest. I apologize for a little bit of rough and But next episode will be look forward to that. So anyways, this is Taylor signing off. You enjoy the wonderful rest of your day.